Now we turn to some weird news, but news nonetheless. It's a trend that's emerging across the country. Perhaps you've heard about it, with sightings in 20 states. Creepy clowns, and some reportedly carrying weapons, are trying to lure children. But what's behind this seeming prank? WNYC Shumita Basu has been looking into it, and she's with us this morning. Hey, Shumita.
Good morning, Richard.
Okay, not to alarm people, I have not seen a clown in the New York area, but is it happening here?
It is happening around here, and it looks like there are actually two things going on. There are some actual sightings of people dressed as clowns. Sometimes they're out menacing people. And then there are the social posts about these clowns. So whether it's regular people sharing posts about creepy clown sightings and kind of, you know, feeding this frenzy.
Kind of trending.
That's right. Yeah, it's kind of feeding into itself. Or sometimes it's people acting anonymously online and making clown-related threats. And actually, someone asked John Miller about this earlier this week. He's the NYPD's Deputy Commissioner for Counterterrorism and Intelligence.
We're tracking them. We're tracing them. But our people that deal in the threat world every day and assess these threats have found none of these to be credible.
So, Shumita, have there been any arrests here in New York, or is this just kind of an online thing?
No, there have been a few, and a lot of them are teenagers, actually. Yesterday, a 15-year-old was charged with making a false public alarm in Hamilton, New Jersey. Also yesterday, two teenagers were arrested after they were found to be driving around. They were in Paramus, New Jersey, and they were, like, yelling at people out of their car wearing clown masks.
Mm-hmm.
And in Long Island yesterday, Nassau County Police told Pix 11 that a 14-year-old said he was approached by a clown holding a large kitchen knife, and they're treating that claim seriously. So hysteria begets hysteria.
You know, Halloween's coming up. Any advice or word from officials? I mean, people are going to be in costumes.
Sure. And some schools are banning clown costumes this year. And many police departments are just warning against it. And you know who actually waded into the conversation this week? Stephen King, the author of It,
right.
A.K.A. the architect of all your scariest clown nightmares. And he tweeted, "Hey, guys, it's time to cool the clown hysteria. Most of them are good. Cheer up the kiddies. Make people laugh."
You know, it's not every day you hear soothing words from Stephen King.
Strange times, Richard.
Shumita Basu, thanks so much.
Thank you.